This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Good afternoon, everybody. This is Tuesday. It is the program Salt and Light. And today, once again, we feel privileged. We are excited to be in the studio with you. It is just after 12 o'clock. And we are just getting ready to have an amazing interview. We have Pastor Edgar back today. Amen. And today he's brought his beautiful wife along with him.
Hallelujah.
What a blessing.
And so we have them in the studio, and we will be introducing them a bit later. But firstly, I give honor to my husband.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Greetings in the wonderful name of Jesus. Such an honor and a privilege to be on your space, in your device. We're going to have a wonderful, glorious time in the presence of God. The Bible says that in the presence of the Lord, there is fullness of joy.
Amen.
And I feel the joy. I feel the presence of God. Amen. Based on the authority of God's word, amen, we can always go back to God's word. But what an extraordinary couple that we have in our midst. Wow. Pastor Edgar and his beautiful wife, Pastor Leticia. Such, we always see each other on Facebook, yes, but that time is gone now. Amen. It's a new season.
Hallelujah.
God is doing a new thing. And
a new season.
You know, Pastor Edgar, sitting in your presence and our discussion last week, even as just like the nuggets of truth and the weight of what you were sharing, and you know, just eating and you know, just basking in that.
Praise the Lord.
And such a great honor. Thank you so much, man of God, woman of God, for your presence here. We honor God and we honor God, and you honor your presence here today. But we're gonna have an exciting time in the presence of God. We're gonna hear from anointed men and women of God, you know, the call, the cause for Jesus Christ. Amen. Lifting up the glorious name of Jesus. Praise the
Hallelujah.
Name of the Lord.
Amen. So Amen. Once again, to remind you, we are live on Facebook. You can access the broadcast through the Radio K Pulpit Facebook page. We've also shared it on our own pages. So if you follow Apostle Brian or myself or Pastor Edgar and his wife, you are able to access the live. They will share it on their groups as well. Please comment, please interact with us. We so appreciate it. If you want to send a WhatsApp message, you are able to send us a WhatsApp message to 081-729-1657. I'll repeat, 081-729-1657. Please comment, please share your views. We do appreciate it. We're going to go to a song, and it's called Alive by Noah. Please do not go away. Enjoy the song, and we will come back, introduce this beautiful couple. And we're going to talk about a couple of topics, but we want to hone in on servant leadership. So if you are in leadership or you are wanting to aspire to become a leader, please sit in and listen. And like I said, you are able to ask questions via Facebook or on WhatsApp. You can also access our app. You can go on the Play Store on your phone, on your Play Store, and you can download the Radio K Pulpit app, and you can also listen to our podcasts on this app. So we'll be back, beloved. Don't go anywhere.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. We are back on the program Salt and Light. Thank you so very much for tuning in. As I said, we've got this wonderful, wonderful guest here in our presence, and we are so honored and so thankful for God for even the time. Thank you so much for your time, Pastor Edgar and Pastor Leticia. So, Pastor Leticia, starting with you.
Welcome.
Thank you. You weren't here last week, and I was like thinking, but where? Pastor Edgar, say, vrou, saamgebring het,
amen.
Because two is better than one, the Bible says. So, Pastor Leticia, you know, just a brief who you are. Talk to the listeners, talk to us, Pastor Leticia, whatever the Lord lays upon your heart.
Wow, thank you so very much. It's such an honor to be on your program, both of you pastors. Thank you. As we have said prior to this, we always see each other on Facebook. But let me say, I am so honored, and it's such a privilege to work for the Lord.
Amen.
So I'm Leticia Michaels-Nee Duplessis, one of seven siblings. Very blessed to have met my husband at a God-ordained time. I think I've mentioned, and you probably heard last week, that I was 21, he was 30 when we got married, and we're celebrating this year. Major milestones.
40 years
of marriage on the 16th of December.
Glory, glory.
Yes, and my husband's turning 70, and I always say he's inherited such incredible genes. But anyway, and I'm 61, turning 61, so there's a 9-year age gap. I love Jesus, accepted the Lord as my Lord and Savior at the tender age of 11.
Wow.
Was about 35 plus years corporate. So just to introduce you to that, we have two sons, as you heard last week, two beautiful daughters in love. I'm so thankful to the Lord who has graced us immensely. Wow. We have a vibrant church, and, you know, my husband and I will just interact with regards what we heard today's servant leadership, but I'm just going to allow him to nudge me also. But let me say, if it wasn't for Jesus, we wouldn't have been able to make it.
Amen.
You know, and people, I thought this morning about, you know, how people expect perfection, but I can say that we are perfect in our imperfections.
Amen.
Amen.
And we just lay it at his feet, and I've learned so much from my husband. I mean, 40 years marriage, obviously he's been in ministry for much longer than that.
How did you guys meet?
Oh, wow, that is... Edgar, would you want to come in there?
Must I come in
there? They are incredible storytellers.
Is it?
Yeah. Quickly, greetings to everybody, our church friends of Daniel Kingdom Church. We love every one of you and my family. We met... we were already an independent church, me and my friend. We were the leaders, he the senior, me the second in command. And then we were standing at with our other friend, me, at Town Centre, Mitchell's Plain.
Okay.
And here my wife comes walking with the other three sisters. He was a boarder by them, and he was chatting with them, and then and me too. And as they walk into OK Bazaar, I ask him, "Who is that one?" And that was my wife.
So it was love at first sight.
Yes, and then I said to him, "I said to him, you must invite these people to our church."
Okay,
but he didn't know what was in my heart.
There was ulterior motive.
I think I was about 18 or 19.
Yes.
So for me, it was basically, I just admired this person. He's my first boyfriend ever.
Oh, wow.
So I basically, for me, it was loved this man of God. So that was what attracted me in the first place. I think the anointing upon
then,
his life, etc.
And then she was in a matric and she invited me to come and share with the believers at school without knowing anything.
Yeah.
And I took one of my assistants with. We went with our bicycles.
Like a witness.
And as we left, I told him, "Listen, I like that girl so very much, but I think I'm too old for her." So he, like a good assistant and friend, said, "Edgar, money nonsense, praat man." Say, sit a young person. Yes. I said, "Paul, summa de mon praat." But then from there, we took it further,
Awesome.
I went to the house and go visit. And then she came to our Bible lessons on a Saturday. And then I had to go to Windhoek for a month away to go and work for God, because I started to work there in Windhoek. And I asked her, is she going to go for further studies? So she said, no. She wanted to, but no, she's not. So I said, oh, God, that is so wonderful.
I think... you know, a man in purpose, on purpose, who already, a woman can tell when a man has purpose, when she knows that he's going somewhere.
Yes.
And that becomes attractive when you know this
true.
Man knows what he wants, he's going somewhere, and that also draws. Amen. So men, it's important to have a purpose, to listen to what God have you do, because then the helper will come. She will be attracted to what you are busy with in God.
I think what for me, Pastor Edgar and Pastor Leticia, what draws me to you guys, you know, when I see the fruit, You know, fruit don't need any explanation.
Yes, it's
you can
true.
See the fruit of your lives and you know, in ministry, the years in ministry. Obviously, I know it hasn't been easy.
No, not
yes.
at all.
You know, it was not a walk in. It's not a walk in the park.
No,
you
not
know?
At all.
And I'm drawing so much from you guys just by observing the fruit. I mean, you know, so many years married. You know, as you just explained
yes.
to us, Pastor Leticia, yes. you know, you were Pastor Iska's first girlfriend.
Yeah.
So that means there was no
he
other.
He was my first boyfriend.
Yeah.
No, you know,
yeah.
no. And,
yeah.
and it's so lovely
yes.
to behold and so pure
yeah,
to behold. And
true.
Even your children, you know, both your sons in ministry,
yes.
both married, you know, it's so pure and
legacy.
And authentic yeah. And, yeah. and you know what I'm saying? And simple, but yet powerful.
It is.
And this is what mm-hmm. really attracted me. And like I said to you, Pastor Edgar, we heard you first in the AOG, Pastor William Tate.
William
yes.
Tate.
You know,
yes.
20-odd years ago, and we will never forget,
20.
You know, the presence of God yes. was so tangible. And this is what makes the difference in, we are the salt of the earth
Amen.
And the light of the world, you know. And without even just, you know, testifying, people can see that there's a glorious light.
Wow.
Like even as you guys sitting here, there's a light, a glorious light. I can't explain
Thank
it, but
you.
It is just the presence of God. And I'm
yes.
I'm so honored, Pastor.
Wow.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Concerning
thank
servant
you.
Leadership,
yes.
thank you very much. It's Matthew 20,
yeah.
where the mother of the two sons are. John and James came to Jesus and said, Lord, can you see when you're in your kingdom, let your my two sons, one sit on the right and on the left side of
yeah,
your
yeah.
throne.
Yeah.
So Jesus said to the mother, you don't know what you are asking. And then the Lord said, are they able to drink the cup that I will drink? Are they able to be baptized with the baptism I will be baptized? So the cup is, will they be able to take the burdens of other people as I in Gethsemane struggle with this cup,
sure,
take
sure.
the sins and the burdens, and also will they be able to be baptized with my baptism? Well, in other words, will they die for the cause? And then the Lord said, among the Gentiles, the strongest, they become the leaders, but not among us. He said, it is not this way among you, but whoever wishes to become great among you shall be your servant. Just as the Son of Man did not came to serve, but to be served, but to serve and to give his life a ransom for all. Servanthood is the way to greatness in the
Amen.
Kingdom of God. When I came to
Amen.
The Lord, I cleaned the benches, I cleaned the toilets, I cleaned the place. And then I began to become aware there's something upon my life. And I said, Lord, if I one day can just be a deacon. And then I became a deacon. Then I became youth leader. And then from there, God took everything. And up till today, me and my wife, we just want to serve.
Amen.
Even if others get the glory, we
That's
won't
okay.
cut the baby into
right.
two if
yes.
people feel it's their glory, their thing. Solomon said, okay, don't cut the baby into two. Let them get
True.
The glory.
Oh, wow.
And as they, then Solomon said, but then
Short
you are
beautiful.
The mother, the one that gives the thing
yes.
away,
yes.
the one that won't break up the work of God for
wow.
glory. That is servanthood.
Wow. Yes.
Sure. And I believe elevation
wow.
comes
Amen.
Through that when God sees the
yes.
heart,
yes.
you know, that you are willing to give up that baby,
right.
even if you nurtured
yes.
it, even
yes.
if it was
yes.
yours,
yes.
but you give it up just so
yeah.
that
Hallelujah.
Baby can be safe
Amen.
And grow.
Amen.
I think that passes the test. Then
Beautiful.
God will say, it is yours.
But it's also
wow.
the character
wow.
of Christ that
wow.
he said
it
in
is.
His
wow.
word, also, Pastor Edgar, you know, if you want to save your life for your sake,
yes.
right.
you lose
you
it.
You lose it.
Yes.
But if you lose your life for his sake.
Wow, sweetheart, want to say something?
Yeah.
yeah. We just need to go to a
yeah.
song.
Good, I will respond to that.
Amen,
often.
Amen, thank you.
the song is called If I Got Jesus,
yes.
and it's by Ben Fuller.
Amen.
Don't go away, beloved. The pot is heating up. We can sense it's beginning. The stirring is happening.
My
so
God.
Don't go anywhere.
Yes.
We'll be back after the song.
Awesome.
We are back, beloved, and we were just touching or starting on talking about servant leadership. You know, it's so important. that we learn the qualities, the attributes, the characteristics of what makes a good leader. Like Pastor Michael, Edgar Michael said that, you know, sometimes people even break up churches because of not having the heart of a true servant leader. Wow. And so, Pastor Michael, Edgar Michaels, you were talking about, you know, handing over that baby, you know, even if it has to come to that point. Just share a little bit more about your walk on servant leadership, how you walked it through.
Pastor Leticia, you can interject if you
want to have a conversation. Yes, you're welcome.
Thank you so much.
Yes, it's like, you know, when the cross of Christ works in your life, we must daily take up the cross. And the cross cuts into your soul. And your soul is your mind, your will, and emotions.
Amen.
Because our emotions is carnal, it is human, it is dirty, it's filthy. Even our love for our people or our children, it needs to be refined through the cross so that we can objectively love a way Christ and God wants. And our will, we want our own will. But the cross, a definition of the cross is where my will and God's will cross. When I do God's will, my will, I die. And there's few in the body of Christ that want to die to themselves, as Pastor Preston just mentioned. And therefore the church is so full of inner fighting and struggles because people don't want to die to themselves.
Sure.
And when it comes to us in our church, we try our best to bring up even future leaders and every believer, because it's through the cross, 1 Corinthians chapter 1, that Paul would say to the Jew, it is a stumbling block. To the Greek, that's the man of earthly wisdom, it is complete foolishness. But to us who believe, the cross way of life is the power of God and the wisdom of God.
Amen.
And that's so wonderful. My wife can say something.
I'm always impressed with when, you know, when my husband brings the word. And as I've shared a little bit during the break also, my experience that I've had as I had my quiet time this morning, and you shared about the wisdom of Solomon, and I was actually pondering, and it reminded me of prophecies that have been made, you know, regarding the two of us, how we will get same words, same convictions, etc. But one of our very precious scripture readings is also, and we live by that, the rewards of humility and the fear of the Lord. It's riches, it is honor, and it is life. You know, during our years of walking with God, we have seen so much. There's been so much pain. There's been so much heartache. There's been so much disillusionment. But, and not but, however, there's just been so much joy.
Hallelujah.
And I was even thinking how the kingdom suffers violence, but the violence taketh by force. And ultimately, if we are followers of Christ, if we are disciples of Christ, if we do servant leadership the way Christ did, and the way you have mentioned, we have given off, handed over that which we have worked for so many a times.
Wow.
But I think the important thing is being able, with the two of us also, one puts 1,000 to flight, but two puts 10,000 to flight, and we can only bring our leaders by the grace and through the grace of God to where we have been. Because no leader can bring, you know, the church or the flock that God had entrusted to them to a place where they have not yet been. So I just want to also just salute my husband today and say that 90% of what I know, you know, he has taught me. And I say that unashamedly. And I know that and I'm going to just cut it very short. What comes to mind now is we haven't even had babies as yet in our marriage. When I had a dream that the two of us were on the forefront of the battlefield, And I was just thinking this morning in my quiet time as well, God had given a prophetic word back then, knowing the storms and the craziness of life that was going to happen, attacks on family, marriage, ministry, etc. But he had given me a word back then that I was actually as a warrior next to my husband fighting on the battlefield.
Beautiful.
So, yeah.
I like what you say, yes. Pastor Leticia. God has given me a word. You know, as a marriage officer myself, you know, a commission of oaths, and there's so many young people in this generation. Pastor, I want to get married.
Yes.
Yes, do you have a word? Pastor, but she's got blonde hair and blue eyes. I said, do you have a word? Because it's so important that our lives is based on the authority of God's word.
Yes.
Because as you said now, rightfully, Pastor, when the challenges come, and they will come.
They will come.
You know, when the attacks come, when the whatever comes, then when your relationship, you know, is firmly founded on Christ.
Yes.
And what you are building is built on the foundation of Christ.
Hallelujah.
Amen. So absolutely. When the storm comes, when the challenges come, you know, you will still stand.
Amen.
And, you know, I can, you know, I just sense that in your lives, you know,
hallelujah.
That you've been through so much and through such a lot, but yet, Pastor Ilk and Pastor Leticia, you have stood the test.
Amen.
And that in itself for me gives me joy and hope to continue,
hallelujah.
Because many times, you know, in ministry, you get that place, hey, no man, I'm just going to, you know what I'm saying, Lord, you know my heart, and you know, but it just gives me so much courage,
hallelujah.
And so much strength on the inside to know that, you know, there is people and is possible through Jesus Christ, you know.
As Pastor Brian said, just a word of encouragement to those who are not yet married, looking for a life partner. Psalm 37 says, delight yourself in the Lord, and He will give you the desire of your heart. Because the more you delight yourself in the Lord, the more purified the desires of your heart become. And then when it comes to choosing, I always tell our young people these three words that starts with the F. Go after the facts, the faith, and the feelings. Don't put your faith in the feelings you have. It's going to fail you. You just feel for each other. But put your faith in the facts of God's word. Let God's word go before you. Then put your faith in the facts, and then let your feelings come afterwards. We've got a lot of young people in our church. We've got maybe 2-3 that's going to get married very soon. And but they were so faithful already in the house of the Lord and found one another. And me and my wife is also mainly doing the marriage counseling, and we sit down and I add up here and there, but my wife leads that. And it's so powerful to see how wonderful God has led people together. This is just a word for somebody out there. Don't be let your feelings lead you. Let the fact of God's word lead you. And then, but don't put your faith in your feelings, because Mondays you don't feel like going to work maybe, but you must go after the facts. And God will provide. Because two is better than one. As you can see, me and my wife, two is better than one. If one falls, the other one can pick him up. And we have proven and seen the faithfulness of God.
Amen. I just wanted to add, you know, coming back to dying to self, with us also being, I feel we still very new to ministry. You know, we Light Ministries will be 6 years in December, as I mentioned. So I still feel like we are babies. We are infants in ministry. And the one thing that I've come to learn, it is of paramount importance to really die to self. You have to be dead within your emotions. Now, not that you must walk around like a robot, but you must be able to be to lay down how you feel, or, you know, just self-centeredness has to go. You have to make Christ the center. He has to be the all in all, you know, and you have to truly go down, yes. You know, humble yourself, yes. Become nothing, yes. Of no reputation,
yes.
So that his name be exalted, so that his will and purpose prevail. Yes. And I've come to see the importance thereof, because you can lead in emotion,
yes.
And it can be detrimental. Also, I discover that when you are still emotionally sensitive, yeah. And awake, mm-hmm. You know, you are up and down.
Yes.
You're not consistent.
It's true.
As a leader. You're not consistent, mm-hmm. Because you're still dependent on how you feel. So I don't feel, yes. Today to, yeah. Go to church. I don't feel like ministering today, you know, so now I don't do it.
Mm-hmm. Can I ask a quick question, Pastor? Yeah, what caused the consistency? Because obviously in ministry, you know, I mean...
You know, there's a hymn that says, will your anchor hold in the storms, mm-hmm. Of life? We have an anchor that keeps a soul. Mm-hmm. So Christ is the anchor. The storms of life come, but your anchor must be Christ.
Mm.
And is the anchor, the hymn says, of your soul.
Amen.
Because your soul goes like a storm this,
exactly.
Way. Your mind run wild, especially if you get correction or,
yes.
Things don't go. Then you go to your head knowledge, your, yeah. Education. Who can I for my tie say? And why this? And I've done so much for these people.
And I feel that the enemy also amplifies, yes. Those emotions. And if you don't know it's him,
yes.
You,
yes.
Can
don't
so
know.
Easily be taken in.
It's so true. So and while you're under that attack, yeah. The enemy voices come. And therefore, First Peter chapter 2 says, you must purify your souls through obedience to the truth.
Amen.
Purify means our souls are defiled. That's our emotions, our mind, our will. But holding unto the truth. And truth has a price. One of my wife's quote, just called the verse.
Proverbs 23:23, buy truth and do not sell it.
Yes, that's my wife's favorite. Buy truth and don't sell it. Because once you can buy the truth, but after a while you feel, this is very expensive, this truth.
Yes.
I'm going to do my own thing now. I'm going to check this person out. I'm going to do this.
Mm.
But buy truth and don't sell it. Mm. And the Bible says, if we go the way of the truth, we will be free. The truth will set us free. Of course, as they say, op die Pinkste sê, die waarheid is 'n narigheid, maar het hou jou uit die gevaar uit. Die waarheid is 'n narigheid, maar het hou jou uit die gevaar uit.
That's powerful.
Edgar must bring some humor in.
So... What are the traits that you look for in a leader when you look at a man or a woman's life?
Yes, I'll let my wife speak a bit. We've got about 6, 7, 8 points that we look at.
Okay.
But consistency, our main thing, and she can unpack that more, it's reliability, character more than charisma.
Okay.
More than your bank balance, your car, your assets, your worldly education, it's not going to weigh much in the kingdom of God. But firstly, as we call it our 7 or 8-fold starter pack in our church, every believer, they must qualify in these eight areas.
Maybe because of time also, as you said, we'll just like run through it quickly.
Yeah,
but one of my very favorite scriptures for leadership is also 1 Corinthians 4:2 that speaks of it is required of a steward to be faithful. And you know, we say love Jesus, love his word, love his work, be loyal, as you mentioned, all of those. So the sevenfold starter pack also speaks of its Acts 2:38-42 speaks about true repentance
number one.
And secondly, be baptized in water. Thirdly, be full of the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
And then also the fact that, you know, those who asked the questions were told, follow the apostles' teaching.
Number four.
And the teaching and then the fellowship that is important.
Number five. You must remain behind when people interact to the people.
Yes. Okay.
Yes.
Love the people.
Yes.
You must be Yalpo Church becoming a home fellowship.
Okay. And then next, the breaking of bread and prayer. So we're looking at that.
Breaking
is
of
like
bread and prayers and giving of tithes.
And giving of tithes. And you have so aptly, you know, speak about the order of Melchizedek and, you know, the wine and the bread. It's all reflected there. And so it's all aligned with the word of the Lord. So that is why we say that really the requirement is being loyal, faithful, regular, constant, etc.
Yeah, so we will observe your testimony, you know, among not only believers outside at your workplace.
Yes. Yes.
Because you can be a kek engeltjie. He's devil she in your vrou ken jou beter julle twee.
Yeah.
Yes, you
and,
know.
And we've ordained yesterday, we just had an ordination service.
Monday, Tuesday.
On Sunday.
We had an ordination service Sunday.
So we ordained some deacons and shepherds.
Deacons and shepherds.
Such a beautiful vibe in the church, such a beautiful atmosphere.
Awesome.
But you know, and again we're saying it's not perfection, but following and serving with your imperfections and brokenness, but a love for the Lord.
If I may, Pastor Edgar and Pastor Leticia, is this that, I don't know, you must correct me, because it's actually a question, please correct me. You know, I find it very, as a minister myself, and I'm a baby,
like
a minister is a baby, Pastor Edgar, but you know, I have this thing, man, that it just cheese me off when people, like, born again people, they give their word, but they just go against their own word. I don't know how to. I'm still struggling to deal with that, because I'm looking at my brother or my sister and in Christ and in leadership and like, you know, you say, for example, no, apostle, I'm there tomorrow. Mm. Yes. 8 o'clock, I'm there.
Yes.
Now the man is not there 8 o'clock.
Mm.
His phone is off.
Yes.
And then he make like he've never said it. Like I don't know how to. Please guide me, pastors.
In a nutshell, we've got one of our top, apart from all of that, is you must, we call the word loyalty. Mm. The word loyalty, a similar word, is trustworthy.
Yes.
And Proverbs, I think it's Proverbs 18 that says, many a man proclaim his own loyalty, but who can find a trustworthy man?
Sure.
Because there is so much betrayal in the church. Mm. And Jesus said in John chapter 6, verse 20, verse 70, I've chosen you 12, but one of you is a devil.
Sure.
So Judas, he wasn't chose to be a devil.
Mm.
He became a devil. He opened himself up to become a devil. So we have to weigh up if people are loyal, trustworthy, reliable, with little things. You know, like Luke 16.
The little things.
Yeah, like Luke 16 will say, who will entrust you with bigger? Yeah. You want more money, but I cannot trust you with the little. So Bishop Dag has got a series of books on just this fact, because Satan, this is his mastercard. He broke up God's heaven by taking a third of God's angels with him. And the Bible says the tail of the dragon, Revelations 12, took a third of a tail of the dragon means the devil was already cast out, but he had other people that he has a conspiracy already.
Sure.
So we are very aware and we teach a lot into that. Even for our leaders, our church, we'll have once or twice, and my wife has got a 8-point teaching on how you sly to become a Judas. The first one is if you're independent. In other words, we pass and pray Friday, but you say, no, you'll pass and pray next Monday. That's a bad sign for us, because you are independent person.
Yes.
Or the Holy Spirit lead me not to be at church today. No, that is a red flag for us.
Sure.
You understand? You might be gifted, and many times the devil comes through those who are gifted.
Yes.
And the devil wants them in leadership, and we're too quick to put them there.
Yes, and the devil, we see the gift.
And the devil like it. Once they're in leadership, they've got more influence.
Yes.
We make him a home cell leader. Now he's building his own little church without you knowing. Hulle gaat braai saam, hulle eet rouspaster daar so. And praat daar goed and say, you see, if I mean, and just yesterday I said, Absalom, he conspired against David, and he stole the hearts of the people away from David. And when David opened his eyes, Solomon had the people with him, and David had to run for David's life. Mm-hmm. But all who are involved in this will die like Absalom. Absalom's hair in the bronze, and between heaven and earth, Kura stood up against Moses. Yes. The earth opened up. Yes. Judas committed suicide. So anybody in the way of betrayal, mistrust. Mm-hmm. It's spiritual suicide you commit.
Sure. Oh. Hectic.
Sure.
That is hectic. Yeah, so another thing that I wanted to ask you about, Pastor Edgar, you said you named the criteria for leadership. Why do you think it's so important for a leader to give? To be an example in terms of tithes and offerings.
Okay.
There's many teachings also now, Pastor Letitia, that it's tithing is old covenant, have to tithe, and you know what I'm saying? You can just give what you feel like.
My God.
And I'm like thinking to myself, so if I'm a follower of Christ, I can't tell Christ, okay, I feel like, you know what I'm saying? So I talk to
my wife can maybe say, since my wife came to the Lord, she will give her money to her parents, but she will say, no, but this is belongs
to the
Lord.
I'm going to allow you, sweetheart, to do the doctrine around that, but just in practicality also in our, and in understanding, you know, ever since I started working, I have not missed, you know, giving my tithes and offering. And I mean, even Malachi would say, test me in this. Will I not open the windows of heaven and give you a blessing that you are not even able to contain? So even within the workplace, and I've got to be so careful with not mentioning, you know, but some colleagues would come to me and say, oh, Letitia, dit lyk my, die Here behandel my as if ek 'n stiefkind is, etc. And then we talk about tithes and offerings, and I would realize those who were not true to the word of God, true to the word of God. You know, the word of God is our yardstick, whether it's talking about finances, whether it's marriage, whether it is whatever. The word of God should be the yardstick, and he has proven himself so faithful. Over the years, we've got testimony upon testimony of how even this year I said it was like a bombardment of the enemy with our house, with attacks all over. But I tell you, then we are so amazed at how God comes through based on the word of God when it comes to give, and it shall be given back unto you, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over. So we can truly say that even with me being at home now for 11 years, following the word of the Lord, telling both my husband and I, it's now time to go full time, etc. We're talking about obedience, tithes and offerings. Obedience to the word of God will make you break through and break out. And hallelujah. God has just blessed us abundantly beyond even what we have lost now financially. He's coming through and he's showing himself and surprising us.
I'll share a little bit about, thank you, sweetheart, about the, as your husband, Pastor Brian, just asked, I'll share a bit about tithing and that.
Yes. Amen. We'll come back. We're going to go to a song. It's called Better Than Hallelujah by Amy Grant.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Don't go anywhere. We're still talking, still unraveling. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Uplifting talk, hopeful tunes, and you. Cape Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m.
Uplifting talk, hopeful tunes, and you. Cape Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Once again, what an honor and a privilege. I am learning so much, Pastor Edgar. And again, Pastor Edgar, Pastor Letizia, this is just a question, you know, because like I said, you know, we are still young in ministry. Sometimes my wife have a disagreement with me, where sometimes I make a statement like this, and maybe I'm wrong. Please, you guys are. I say, you know, church, you know, with this teachings of, you know, it's no more longer tithes, it's no more required, this. And then I just come to the conclusion sometimes that people of God, it's a time to give to God your tithe and your offering. If you want to give, give with a cheerful heart. If you don't want to give, please give your money.
Okay.
And then I'm done with tithe and offering. I don't know if I'm right or wrong. Please correct me if I am. Please help me, guide me. We've got about 3.5 minutes.
Yeah. Wow. I can understand yes. because of the debate out there that you make. Add that last part if you don't want to free, but they are being robbed also of financial blessing. Money is a very powerful force, but Amen. Therefore God says you cannot serve God and Mammon.
Yeah.
So the God of money is the person that God likened to himself. It's a force. It's a power, but you mustn't let Mammon govern your life. Mm-hmm. You understand? To come quickly because of time, tithing was a spontaneous thing before even the law came. In Genesis 14, the Bible says Melchizedek was a type of the Lord Jesus, because they don't know where he comes from. He had no mother, no father, yeah. and here he appears, and he gave Abram bread and wine, and Abram gave him a tithe of everything, and we are the seed of Abram. Abram is our father of faith, and the bread and the wine speak of the Lord's Supper. So it's at the Lord's Supper, at the cross, that we come out of gratitude and give a tithe to the work of the Lord. And then the windows of heaven will really be open. It's a testimony. Amen. And God himself will rebuke. You cannot rebuke the devourer over your money. You didn't give your tithe. Now you have to visit twice the doctor. Mm-hmm. There the doctor take the tithe. There the tires go flat off your car. Mm-hmm. There the money goes there. Mm-hmm. There's something.
Or the house breaking.
Yes, it's the devourer. But the Lord only can rebuke the devourer. Not you. You cannot say, I rebuke you, devil. Your tithe give the Lord that right to rebuke the devourer. Third John says, Beloved, I wish above all things that you may prosper and be in good health. And why he said that to Gaius? He said, because Gaius, you help the full-time brothers with money. You're a businessman, but may it go well with you. May you and the word prosper, it's not only financial. The word Derek Prince, who's one of my spiritual fathers, he knows Greek. He says the word prosper means a smooth, pleasant journey to your destiny.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Smooth, pleasant journey to once the money has come, there's a smooth, pleasant journey. And on the cross, 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 9 says, on the cross, Christ, though we were rich, he became poor, so that we through his poverty might become rich. Mm-hmm. And the context of 2 Corinthians 8 and 9 is money. Mm-hmm. So the Lord wants us rich. You can have just enough, then you can have enough. Mm-hmm. And then you can have more than enough.
Yeah.
Then you can enter riches. Mm-hmm. And before riches, prosperity. Then riches. Then wealth. But God wants us to. And if you win souls, if you work for the Lord and evangelize, the Lord says he will be with you. There's financial blessing. Amen. As you work for the Lord, and the Lord will bless you.
Amen. So I'm wrong, Pastor.
You're wrong.
I don't. I leave it there. No, don't. Me too. We hardly speak about money, but we teach, and then we leave it. We don't force people. Yeah.
Amen. Pastor Edgar, do you mind? We've got 2 minutes left to just pray. Pray for God's leaders. Pray that they will walk in obedience, that they will lay down their lives, and that they will be givers in God's kingdom.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, we pray for your beautiful church, the darling of your soul, the apple of your eye. especially the remnant church. There are so many who disqualify themselves and don't want to take up their crosses. But we pray for those so far, for them and for those who are busy laying down their lives.
Thank you so much.
That you will bring forth wonderful vessels of honor, and that your favor and blessing will rest upon ministers of the gospel. Those who are holy men of God in the fivefold ministry. Not those who exploit your people and abuse your church, but we pray your favor and blessing over every church, like our pastor Preston and his wife. Bless their church. May they prosper. God, the work of God. Bless their marriage. Bless their children. Oh, Father God, over FDKC. Bless your work in Cape Town. May your anointing rest upon us. We need your fire. Mm-hmm. We need your power. Yes, let the passion for Christ become strong in us. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Once again, Pastor Letitia, Pastor Edgar, thank you for joining us. Thank you for the wisdom and the truth that was shared today. I know many people tuned in and they are blessed. We've got so many comments on Facebook. Thank you so much for availing yourselves. We do not take it lightly, but deem it a privilege for you to be here. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Especially thanks for that.
Thank you so very. I don't know what to say, Pastor. It is so full. Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen, for tuning in.
Yes.
Amen. Hallelujah. We will see you this time, next time, next week, by God's grace. Amen. Of the program called Salt and Light, where we are the salt of the earth and the light of the world. May God bless you. Have a wonderful, awesome day in Jesus' name.
Amen. Thank you, everybody. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.